The ultra-nationalist Serb leader Vojislav Šešelj refused to enter a plea at the Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Prosecutors have charged him with 14 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity for the extermination and persecution of non-Serbs during the early years of the Balkans War. But it took more than 2 hours for court officials to read out all the charges against Vojislav Šešelj, as he insisted they do. He listened intently and smiled occasionally as prosecutors accused him of being part of a joint criminal enterprise to create a greater Serbia through ethnic cleansing. Still, Mr. Šešelj said the charges weren't clear, telling the presiding judge he would not enter a plea until all translations in the indictment were explained. Mr. Šešelj has 30 days to enter a plea. In the meantime, he had several more complaints for the court. Mr. Šešelj sounded much like his sometime ally, Slobodan Milosevic, the former Yugoslav president who was on trial on the same court for genocide. Mr. Šešelj accused the court of being biased against him. Like Mr. Milosevic, he refuses to hire a lawyer, insisting he will represent himself. He also accused the court of torturing him, a reference to the 20-kilogram flak jacket he said he was forced to wear to court for his own protection. He insists he does not need such protection. Vojislav Šešelj even complained about the judge's red and black robes. He spoke through an interpreter.
This associates me with the Inquisition of the Roman Catholic Church, and psychologically I find this unacceptable, and I insist that everyone should wear normal civilian clothing.
The presiding judge reminded Mr. Šešelj several times that it's up to the court and not the accused to make the rules. Although he is a lawyer, many of Mr. Šešelj's demands are not likely to help him legally. They could, however, play well back home in Serbia and Montenegro, where the proceedings were being broadcast live. Like Slobodan Milosevic and many Serbs, Mr. Šešelj says the tribunal is biased. Part politician, part paramilitary leader, Vojislav Šešelj has vowed to defend all of Serbia, the 10,000 men he calls heroes and freedom fighters who bravely fought the wars. But prosecutors say it was Šešelj's speeches, financing activities, recruitment and planning that incited troops to murder, torture, and rape. Those troops included Šešelj's own paramilitary group, the Chetniks, or Šešelj's men. Šešelj's guilt or innocence regarding those alleged crimes has now been left for another day. Any trial for the man who just 2 months ago came in second in Serbia's presidential elections is unlikely to start for months. But if Wednesday's court appearance is anything to judge by, it's likely to be as long and difficult for judges as the trial of his former president, Slobodan Milosevic. Lauren Komatov for VOA News, Amsterdam.